Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com. It's time again for Keys to the Game, a weekly look at the Bears matchup, and on Sunday, it'll happen against the Indianapolis Colts.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
As I've done in the past, I'm going to go offense, defense, special teams, and intangibles. Let's start with the offensive side of the ball and dictating tempo. Everyone wants to know in specific terms what the Mike Tice, Jeremy Bates offense is going to look like. Ideally, it's going to look like that first series against the Redskins in week 2 of the preseason. Quarterback Jay Cutler checked out of the first play call, exposed a mismatch, and hit Brandon Marshall on a go route for 41 yards. First down Bears led to a touchdown drive. See, Cutler thrives off rhythm. He doesn't like waiting for a play call. He wants to get it and go. Nothing gets his blood up more than waiting. Tice likes the no huddle, which also plays to Cutler's strengths. So the Bears offense wants to dictate, not react, and that should play well on the scoreboard, where in 3 years, Cutler has thrown passes with the lead on only 30% of his better than 1,400 dropbacks. Traditional defensive thinking leans in favor of blitzing rookie quarterbacks. A potentially more beneficial plan might be to force quick reactive thinking by mixing coverages. Andrew Luck of the Colts enters the league uniquely qualified to understand what is happening pre to post snap, but no matter how smart he is, he's still a rookie. And at critical points in the game, the Bears defense hopes to make him make rookie decisions. A year ago, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, Christian Ponder, and Blaine Gabbert all were blitzed more than 140 times. The results were low completion percentages on those snaps, 63 sacks, but 27 touchdowns and only 9 interceptions. There might be a greater chance of takeaways from a young quarterback these days by confusing coverage more than pressure. No special teams unit in football since 04 can claim the success of Dave Tobe. His creativity, willingness to take calculated risks, ability to create a mindset of excellence in his players is among the best in the game. So you got Devin Hester, Eric Weems, Lorenzo Booker now all options in the return game, and the Colts were last in the NFL in kick return coverage last season. Tobe is replacing many from his core group, but the new blood should bear the same results in kick coverage. Veteran additions like Blake Costanzo, Weems, Sherrick McManus, Geno Hayes, they're all going to be asked to emerge as impact players on kick coverage. They still claim one of the premier trios of specialists, snapper Pat Manley, kicker Robbie Gold, and punter Adam Podlich. Colts are in good hands with Adam Vinatieri kicking field goals, but they're putting their eggs in a rookie basket in the return game with Ohio University's speedster Levon Brazil. Like the defense with Luck, special teams unit will try to make Brazil play like a rookie as well. Week 1 of the NFL always presents opportunities for surprises. With change across the league and staffs and front offices, no one really knows what to expect after a vanilla preseason. The Bears' new offensive coordinator, Mike Tice, is calling plays, and it will take time for opposing defensive coordinators to figure out Tice's tendencies, give Tice an early edge. Colts' offense is being called by Bruce Arians, who in Pittsburgh liked to run the ball to complement Ben Roethlisberger, and it appears the Colts want to do the same with Donald Brown. The defense now a 3-4, with pass rushers working out of a 2-point stance for the first time in their careers. How it will look and how effective Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis will be is anyone's guess. And that's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to listen to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Tom Thayer and myself and our entire broadcast crew roll out pregame at 9, kickoff at noon from Soldier Field, the season opener, Bears and the Indianapolis Colts. Thanks again for watching Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.